Welcome to Loud House Podcast. I'm Dom, and I'm joined with Chris.
What's up?
Next is Xander.
Hey.
And last but not least, Lorenzo. Mm. Today, we're going to be discussing a lot of topics today, especially with the NFL and the NBA news. But first, we're going to start on the NBA news. There's some signings for the G League, which is Jalen Green and Isaiah Todd, right? And I think this is going to start a wave. Big time for college scouts and everything like that. I really believe that the going to college is gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be the norm anymore.
There's not gonna be that many people going because they can go straight to the G League and get paid what, minimum $500K.
Yeah, $500K. Well, no, less than that. Top prospects is $500K because Greg Brown, which he went to Texas, he had the choice to go to the G League. He was gonna get paid $300K. So, you know, that's a huge, you know, that's definitely going to be huge for the for high school, like, yeah, that. High school prospects and everything like that. I mean, especially with college, now we'll be able to make money on their likeness.
It's just a smarter move. You get to go make money, you know, right out of high school. You just go there 1 year and you still get to get drafted.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
it's not like the G League team has any rights over you. You're still.
But all of these things they were doing for college people was to make money out of their likeness, and now it's...
And they pay for your school.
Yeah, they do, yeah. But it's still, it's like all the likeness, all the hustle, all the protesting about, you know, college players getting paid, and now NBA players or college or basketball players could simply just go to the G League. Now the NFL can't do that. NFL doesn't have like a, you know, a second league or anything like that. Maybe most likely if the XFL was still here,
they probably could go there.
They probably would have went there and got paid, but XFL filed bankruptcy and they're not a league anymore.
Yeah,
so.
But a lot of XFL players did get signed by NFL teams.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, the only player that I could think of that did get signed by the NFL is PJ Walker to the Carolina Panthers.
Jordan Tayamu. He's there, quarterback from Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
He's there. They got, there's a lot more players that they got drafted.
Yeah.
That came over from the XFL.
So, you know, I think that's pretty much, I think it's the wave. It's the wave for the NCAA basketball to be doing. Now, whether or not NFL is going to make another league, maybe they're going to go back to the overseas, going back to Europe League like they did a long time ago, like back in the 90s.
I don't think so.
Or
they're gonna keep it away.
Or they're just going to do a simple G League and everything like that, like the NBA is doing. So the next news is the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah. The draft just happened. Not just happened, but it's the first round through the third round right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is it the last round?
The last round.
Tomorrow, right? The last round?
Four rounds. Yeah.
What is the most surprising picks to y'all? What was the biggest picks that y'all are like, well... Wow, okay. That was a good pickup. Or just simply shocked.
I wasn't expecting T. Higgins to go to the Bengals.
I kind of expected that. He was the top, well, not the top receiver, but, you know, in the second round, he was going to go in the second round, and he was going to go by quick. But my thing is, I was surprised, is C.D. Lamb going to the Cowboys. I was really surprised that the Cowboys picked up CeeDee Lamb. I really was. I thought they were going to go pick up defensive players because they were lacking on defensive players, but they picked up another explosive offensive receiver, or just an offensive player, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of shocked me that CeeDee Lamb is going on the team. Now, I wasn't shocked that Tua Tagovailoa went to Miami Dolphins.
They're going to have a good line, for sure.
What I was hearing is that the Dolphins was going to draft Justin Herbert, but apparently that didn't happen. Justin Herbert went to the San Diego Chargers, which... Or Los Angeles Chargers, yeah. And I really think that that Justin Herbert is probably not even going to do as well as Tua Tagovailoa.
Jordan Love to the Packers.
Wow,
that's... Oh, yeah, that was... Surprising. Yeah, that was big. They traded up to go get him.
Yeah.
I think it's a smarter move,
you know,
building for the future.
Yeah. Cap.
Yeah,
for what? Why?
You got Aaron freaking Rodgers.
But Aaron Rodgers is old now.
But he's still...
There's so many rumors right now that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Chicago Bears or the New England Patriots.
I don't think that's happening.
No. I don't think it's going to happen either, but once Aaron Rodgers becomes Brett Favre, when he gets older, then, you know, Jordan Love comes in, and then he starts playing. Now, they were saying the same thing with Brett Hundley, but Brett Hundley was drafted until, what, the fifth round, sixth round? So they definitely didn't trust Brett Hundley from the jump. I don't think he was even that good.
I really think Aaron Rodgers, he's still producing. He almost basically made it to the Super Bowl. Now, they could have got some key offensive players to, like, back up Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I feel like they really needed a receiver early. They needed a game changer at that position, and they didn't really get it.
And they also drafted another running back.
Yeah.
A running back that they didn't need. They had Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones on the team. So, but they did, I think they did drafted a few defensive players.
They're making a lot of questionable moves, but I mean, we just got to see how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Who do you think's winning the draft?
Who's winning the draft?
The Ravens.
No.
Really?
I think the Dolphins is winning this time.
Yeah, they're doing
the Dolphins is doing really well. I mean, especially grabbing guards for Tua Tagovailoa. They grabbed a cornerback. I believe they grabbed a cornerback or a defensive back or something. Oh, they picked up Brandon Jones from Texas. That was a pretty good pickup for safety. But then we also, I think the other players was, other teams that won the draft was, I can't think of the team right now. Maybe the Washington Redskins. Well, no, they only had two picks in the first, second, and the third round pick.
Yeah.
I can't really think. I mean, the Cowboys could be winning the draft picks.
I mean, I think they're signing the free agency. I think they could be an overall playoff team this year.
Because I think the Cowboys signed, they got CeeDee Lamb. Was it? Did they get Xavier McKinney? No, they did not. But they did grab
Trayvon
Diggs. And that was a very good pickup for the Cowboys for them.
They really needed a corner.
Yeah.
They definitely did after Byron Jones left to go to the Dolphins and everything like that. I mean, I'm still thinking the Dolphins is winning the offseason, but I don't think they're winning.
You think they're winning the offseason?
You look at the signings that they did. You look, Byron Jones is on the team now. I mean, there was
Atlanta's taking the offseason.
Oh yeah, Atlanta is doing great too. I mean, they also had, they got Todd Gurley, Vic Beasley Jr. They also grabbed I can't think
of
the name.
They picked up Marlon Davidson and
Dante Fowler Jr. also on the team. So, I mean, yeah, you could say that too. But the team that I'm thinking, that I'm trying to think that has actually won the draft, I mean, you could throw in Detroit Lions. Kind of, sort of. I mean, they picked up a really good running back with DeAndre Swift. They also picked up a really good cornerback, Jeff Okuda. I mean, you can tell them that they want... I think there was no reason. My honest opinion, I think that Jonathan Taylor shouldn't have been drafted to the Colts.
Where would you rank y'all's team? The Texans.
The Texans? I really liked Jonathan Garnett. I think that's his last name. Mm-hmm. I really liked that pickup that we did. And I really liked the defensive tackle that we pick up. Ross Blacklock. So, I wouldn't say we're going to be ahead of a lot of the people, but I'd say we're right in the middle of it because we only had two draft picks in the second and third round pick. So, you know, that's how I see it with the Texans, is that they're not good, but they're not bad. I would give them a C+. I would give them a C+ for the draft.
C+?
Yeah. I don't know. I really didn't like none of the moves Texans made. I feel like there was better players at the position that they took.
I mean, you still have a lot of great players.
I'd say in the third round, they should have got the D-tackle instead. They should have went corner first round.
Who was going to be our corner for the second round?
I mean, Christian Fulton was still there at that time.
Yeah, but Christian Fulton got drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have had him right then and there. But we could have traded up.
I'd say he's like a late first, early second talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to go first round. There was a lot of, you know, players that slipped out of the...
Out of the first round, yeah. I mean, especially with a lot of the guards, like, was it John? No, not. Is it John Johnson, right? John Johnson?
Josh Johnson?
He was supposed to be first round pick, but he dropped to the third round, right? I mean, yeah. He was supposed to be a great talent. This is the most depth
draft.
draft in league history.
Especially for receivers.
In the second round. I mean, yeah, especially receivers. I mean, Brandon Ayuk got drafted.
For the Niners.
Brian Edwards.
I really didn't like the Eagles' wide receiver pick. They picked up Jalen Rager. I feel like they needed a...
A big receiver? Like,
yeah, big receiver. I know they got Alshon Jeffrey there, but...
But he's so old. He's too old.
Yeah, he's on the back end of his career, and he's just on his way out.
So, I think you could say a lot of teams has won the draft. I mean, you could say Detroit Lions really, really killed it, but I really believe most likely the Cowboys won that draft, especially picking up the right personnel and bringing weapons for Dak Prescott to the mix.
All you gotta do is sign Dak.
Yeah. And then the worst draft, I think, is... the Vikings. I don't even know who the heck
they got. Justin Jefferson,
and that was it.
To take over.
That was their only good pick, but the rest is like, what happened? Like, I don't like. They could have picked up good players in the second round. They had a second round pick, but they disappointed me a little bit. They could have got someone.
No, I think really Green Bay lost the draft. Like. Yeah.
You think that they lost it because they're picking up Jordan Love?
They needed to get help at the receiver position, and they wanted that.
And they traded up for him.
Basically a guy that's going to sit for a couple years. I mean, you're not going to bring him in to a straight start over, you know.
If anything, Jordan Love could have...
No, I can't say it. Well, the Packers did lose, but I would say the Patriots lost too, the draft. But usually Patriots lose the draft anyways. But this is going to be the first time that... You know, Bill Belichick is not going to be, you know, he's going
to
be...
I was really expecting them to take a quarterback, man. I was really expecting to see Jacob Eason or Jake Fromm.
I was surprised.
I thought that they were probably going to pick up Jalen Hurts until the Philadelphia Eagles picked him up.
I was surprised about that pick. Jalen Hurts to the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was crazy. That says a lot about Carson Wentz.
I mean, if he does get hurt, they have a playoff chance, but without a doubt. Like, they won with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
So they are bound to win.
But they needed receivers. I really believe that they needed somebody that could create and catch the ball. Just really just catch the ball. They really just need a person that can possession catch everything or are able to catch everything and moss everybody. So that's really I think, my honest opinion about the Eagles. Carson Wentz is a great talent, but he just doesn't have receivers to throw it to. He only has Zach Ertz throwing it to him. He's throwing it to Zach Ertz. Their defense is aging as well. They used to have the number one defense until everybody starts getting really old. The Bengals is winning too. They had a good draft. They had a really good draft. I mean, picking up Joe Burrow. Picking up T. Higgins for Joe Burrow to play. I mean, I think that was a really good pickup for the Bengals.
Yeah, they're definitely solid at receiver now.
Tampa Bay, they only pick up guards, right? And who else did they pick up? Who else did Tampa Bay pick up?
They picked up an old lineman. And...
For Tom Brady, I knew that. That was the first pick. It was Thomas Worth from Iowa?
Tristan Worth.
There you go. And, I mean, they have to go
pick up. He's a day one starter.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean... They pick it up. They pick up a good guard. I don't know who do they pick up though. I don't know who else they picked up. But I mean the Patriots, man, they had a chance to get a lot of quarterback and a lot of good talent. I mean they pick up. I don't know who. What is his name? I don't even know his name is that they pick up in the second round. They could have got Grant Delpit from LSU.
I don't know what Bill Belichick's season.
They did great.
Season that safety from that D2 college, but it must be something because Bill Belichick doesn't draft nobody. I mean, he drafts nobodies, but they're usually diamonds in the rough.
They picked up a safety, Antoine Winfield.
Oh, yeah, they did. That's right. Yeah. No, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's a really good pickup.
And then Keyshawn Vaughn, running back.
From where?
Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. He's everything. He's like another Swiss Army knife for running back. He's able to run downhill, and he has that burst of speed to go through the hole and everything like that. And he can catch off of the backfield. So that was a good pickup for the Buccaneers, especially for Tom Brady. Yeah, the Patriots should have drafted. I mean, they drafted a good linebacker, right? From Alabama? I don't remember his name. It's like...
Tampa?
No, Patriots. They drafted a really good outside linebacker that actually was doing great for Alabama. I can't remember his name. Amfrey or something like that.
Winfield or something?
No. It was, it's like some weird name from Alabama. He was doing great. He was on the other side with Terrell Davis. I think that's his name, right? Terrell Davis.
Terrell Lewis.
I mean, he was on the opposite side, and they were just, you know, killing every offensive.
Terrell Lewis was really good. You know, where he got drafted at, he was a very good player for the place he was picked. But, like, he has to show, you know, that he can do it consistently. He only had 1 year and show that he can stay on the field. But when he's on the field, man, he's
a beast, yeah. The Texans were looking at to picking him up as well. I was hoping and praying that they were going to pick up...
I'm not going to lie.
They were going to...
I would have rather had him over the guy we got from Florida.
Okay, so what about Henry Ruggs?
I think that was a bad pick for the Oakland Raiders.
Really?
They could have go pick up... they could have picked up CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy. But they picked up Henry Ruggs because of his speed.
But now they have two speedy receivers... But no quarterback.
No, I mean Derek Carr is pretty good.
He's just for Mariota too. I mean
they're gonna have him as a read option. I really believe that that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna have someone to where they can expand the running game for Derek Carr.
Yeah, I mean they got Josh Jacobs.
They bring in like a crazy like formation now. You know they're gonna have. They really could bring in Mariota and Derek Carr in at the same time and watch them do some stuff out of the Wildcat or
kind of this is kind of the set of the Ravens kind of set the tone for read options now where everybody's doing read options where that's how everybody thinks they're gonna win, but yet they lost in the playoffs and Patrick Mahomes beat everybody with his, you know, throwing the ball.
You know, he's shown it can be effective in the regular season, but the regular season is a lot different from the playoffs. Because the playoffs, everything changes. You can't just run the ball.
And there's a lot of smart defenses. A lot of smart defensive coordinators.
And they did stop it.
Yeah. With the Tennessee Titans. I mean, I think they had a defensive coordinator that was with the Ravens, and they had an offensive coordinator, and the Ravens had the offensive coordinator from the 49ers, and the Ravens was able to stop Colin Kaepernick in the Super Bowl from running the ball like he did against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, no, they were holding Vernon Davis that Super Bowl the whole game, man. They was holding Vernon Davis. Nobody could keep up with him. None of the linebackers, at least.
So it was Amfrey Jennings, right?
Yeah.
Outside linebacker for Alabama. That was a pretty good pickup. I really believe that was a really good pickup. Especially he can go out in coverage. He can really, you know, pressure the quarterback. And just pretty much he's a hybrid type of player, which Bill Belichick loves. And especially what Bill O'Brien likes. But, I mean...
Nobody knows what Bill O'Brien likes.
Yeah. Really? Especially when you saw in that video when he was raging on the on the live broadcast, sitting there yelling at the at his computer because of the Detroit Lions backed off on the trade, which we would have traded our 90th pick to the Detroit Lions. I don't know for what.
I don't know for what either. I feel like we needed
the 90th pick with Jonathan Grenard. And I think that was a really good pickup by the Texans. I think Bleacher Report gave it an A.
I don't know. I still think we're going to regret not drafting Marlon Davis.
It is what it is, I think. It's just we gotta see what Ross. Damn, I can't even remember. Blacklock would do. So, I mean, we shall see. We shall see.
I really don't like him. Everybody's saying that he left early, man. I don't know. They said he should have stayed another year.
And I really thought that we were going to draft.
Develop his game.
Okay, so what about Curtis Weaver? We could have gotten him.
I was just about to get onto that.
Did he get drafted yet?
No,
he's
not
on the board.
He's on the fourth. He's in the fourth round.
That's crazy. You got.
But the reason why he's dropping is because of his college, because he's from Boise State. He played in the, was it the MAC or the Sun Belt Conference or something like that? It was a weak conference, and everybody's like, oh, anybody could get 11 sacks a year at the Sun Belt. And I'm like, all right, I guess. But, and they also have Bradley Anae still in the draft. There's a lot of pass rushers that are still there.
Here's someone we didn't mention with the Cardinals.
Who?
Isaiah Simmons.
That was a very good pickup. And I think they picked up Josh Johnson, right? Or from Houston offensive tackle.
Oh yeah, the Houston tackle. Yeah,
They picked him up.
Surprising how far he fell in the draft too. I mean, a lot of people had a first round grade on him.
Yeah, he was supposed to be picked in the first 20th. That's what they were planning.
Yeah, a lot of mock drafts saying that he was going to get projectedly took by the Dolphins or.
Again, this is the craziest draft I've ever seen because there were so many good talents, and there is so many good talents in the fourth round. And I mean, this is the most craziest draft.
There's
because
still a lot of good talent left tomorrow.
Yeah, there is
some surprising players that get picked.
Who are you looking for if you're?
Curtis Weaver is my favorite player tomorrow that's going to get drafted.
But I think the Texans are still trusting Charles Omenihu. I think that's what they're doing. I think that's the reason why we haven't even picked up a defensive end yet. I mean, I think we're going to go all out on defense. Because
all out on defense. Our defense sucked last year.
Especially when we're getting pressure to the line and letting our corners play. No, the secondary, I think they're decent, but we just need somebody to pressure.
We need a number one big man corner. None of those guys can go and guard the best receiver.
You can't put Roby.
I just want to see what Lonnie Johnson's
going to
do.
You can't put Roby on the best receiver.
You can't put Roby on Julio.
Lockdown slot corner.
That's it.
That's what Roby is.
I just want
to
see
what Roby did when he had to go to his number one receivers. Most of the time, he kind of held his own, and there was times where that man got exposed.
Yeah. But at the same time, I just still want to see what Lonnie Johnson is going to do. I mean, yeah, it was his rookie year, and he did terrible. But, I mean, who doesn't? I mean, what rookie doesn't go through the struggles?
Yeah, I mean, he just got to fix. He just got to clean up his game a little bit. He'll be honest.
He's getting better footwork.
He's too much with the hands.
Yeah, he's getting better at his footwork. I've seen a lot of off-season off-season workouts from him, and he's getting better at his footwork.
He kind of plays a game too much like in a safety way. He always has his eyes in the backfield trying to, like...
Well, back in Kentucky, they played a lot of zone, so that's all that he learned. And now, I mean, he's 1 year in the NFL, and maybe he's going to get used to the man coverage and everything like that.
I feel like the Texans shouldn't even, play him unless we got, like a great mismatch at... tight end, and we have to send a big body player out there that can keep up with the tight end every time and, make consistent tackle other than a normal corner who's going to get.
That's the reason why I feel like we need to go pick up Eric Reed.
Okay. So what about Tampa Bay? They signed Rob Gronkowski. Crazy.
Oh, they traded him.
They traded for him, yeah. But still, Rob Gronkowski coming back from retirement.
You heard about the story about Rob Gronkowski, right? He was supposed to go to the Detroit Lions. And then he retired. He said, oh, no, I retired. And then got out of it. And then he played 2 more years for the Patriots after he faked retired. Yeah. And then, I mean, that's pretty hilarious. That's what Gronk would do. He got out of getting traded.
He doesn't want to play with anybody other than Tom Brady. That's why he did that.
And then as soon as Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, he's like, man, I think I got my... I got my boost back. I think I got the fire under me back. Like, I'm ready now.
I mean, he's in Florida,
Oh, yeah, that's a party.
Party.
Party state.
Party state.
Yeah, for sure. So he gonna have some fun.
Yeah, and especially he's gonna do whatever he wants because it's Gronk.
Yeah,
I bet he got in trouble a lot with Bill Belichick when every time they see videos of him in the club and everything like that, and he goes back to the office. He's like, "You're not focused." Like,
he was just tired of that how serious the Patriots are every year. He wanted to go and have a little bit of fun, from last year's in football, and that's what Tom Brady and Gronk are looking forward to this season: having fun, putting up points, and getting back to the Super Bowl.
I mean,
I'd say they have a chance.
I mean, because you really, definitely. No matter if they don't want to stay it or not, that's what every player is going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to, you know, ring chase right now with Tom Brady and Lamar. They want to get the best few years.
Yeah, as soon as Tom Brady.
They have a lot of offensive threats.
As soon as
Evans, Chris Godwin, OJ Howard, Rob Gronkowski,
and then now they're building up that line with the draft and everything like that.
So
especially getting that running back out in the backfield for Vanderbilt. That was a pretty good. And then their defense, man, they keep stacking up on their defense. I mean, especially picking up that safety from Minnesota. That definitely sealed the safety position for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes. I mean, they still got Lavonte David.
Sealed the position they need.
Yeah, and they also still got defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, Ndamukong Suh on the team.
I really think they have a chance of Super Bowl contender.
They do. I mean, with Tom Brady, you always have the chance to be in the Super Bowl. But let's see. I mean, we got to see with the New Orleans Saints. Got to see with them. We also got to look out for the 49ers, whether or not if they're going to be doing good again. I mean, we have a lot of teams in the NFC that we still got to watch out for. But, I mean, we can't just sign off those NFC teams. They're pretty good teams. I mean, we already assumed that the Kansas City Chiefs might go back for another Super Bowl this year again with the AFC. So, you know, and especially the downfall of the Texans. And then the Colts is not going to handle them. Patriots is definitely not going to be back in the playoffs. Buffalo Bills probably going to lead that division again. Or not again, but,
all right.
You know, able to do it.
So who's going to lead the AFC South? Really, like, not being biased, who do you think is going to win the AFC South?
Colts. Yeah. Especially with their defense, with DeForest Buckner.
Darius Leonard, Malik Hooker.
Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah, I mean, Xavier Rhodes can have a bounce-back season and play really good
out
of nowhere.
And then you also, I mean, I don't like their offense. I mean, Phillip Rivers, I mean, he's okay. He's old now. He's not going to be as good as he used to be when he was younger. But now they still have Marlon Mack, T.Y. Hilton. Who's that other receiver? Eric Pascal, right? I think not Eric Pascal.
No.
It was that's a basketball
Paris
player.
Campbell.
Paris Campbell. They do have Paris Campbell.
Yeah, they drafted Paris Campbell a year ago.
And then I'm trying to remember number 14 for the Colts.
That's
Paris Campbell.
Yeah.
Who was that big body receiver then? That was the other receiver. It was like Pascal or something like that. I don't remember. Because I remember they were the Texans faced him off the first time, and it was like we're having a hard time with the dude because he just keeps out, like, yeah, I guess big bodying every cornerback that they play against.
Zach Pascal.
Okay. And I mean, the Colts is definitely going to win it. But Chris, didn't you say that someone said that Jacksonville was going to be the second in division?
Yep.
No.
I think so, because I mean, they have even though they traded a lot of defensive pieces away, they went and got a corner. I mean, they got Rashawn Melvin. He ain't the best corner, but he's a good guy that can play. They got Caleb on Chase on. They got C.J. Henderson from the draft. They got a defensive lineman, and who was it?
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was... I'm trying to remember, but I hope it wasn't Marlon Davidson.
No, Marlon Davidson was in Atlanta.
He went to the Falcons.
I can't remember, but... Yeah, no, I don't think... Look, Gardner Minshew is going to be good, but this is going to be his. Going to be.
Leonard Fournette's still going to take the load like he always does.
Yeah, and then you also still have DJ Chark, Keenan Cole. You also still have D.D. Westbrook. Those are big targets for Gardner Minshew, and I think that's going to.
And they
great.
Took Laviska Shenault.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. They have a really good...
The Swiss Army knife
really
right
receiver.
There.
You can play anything.
Right.
And their free agent signings. I think they went out and got...
I haven't heard of them getting anybody big because of how corrupt they are.
Where is Ngakoue going to go? Is he going to stay?
They're about to trade him.
They're going to trade him?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he's going
to
go?
They're definitely not going to the AFC South team. That's for sure. He's probably gonna be
going. If Tyler Eifert can stay healthy, that's a good tight end for the Jaguars.
It is.
When he's healthy, the man is a Pro Bowl tight end. When the man is healthy, he is a for sure top five tight end in the league. He was when he's healthy. They went and got Joe Sherbert, a linebacker to fill a position in need, in case Telvin Smith, old man, keeps getting hurt.
I mean, there's a lot of... They dropped a lot of players. I mean, Jalen Ramsey left.
And they can AJ still Boye trade gone. For a corner if they want to.
Where did
AJ
Boye go?
Denver Broncos.
Yeah, ooh. AJ Boye is on the Broncos.
And I think Broncos got receivers, right?
Yeah, Broncos Courtland went and got Sutton. Jerry Judy.
Yeah.
They got so Jerry Judy, Courtland
Sutton.
They had
Drew Locke. Who's a tight end? Font?
Fant?
Noah Fant.
Jerry Judy. You also have, they have a great defense as well. I mean, with AJ Boye, Chris Harris Jr. Chris Harris Jr. is on the Chargers, right? I believe he's on the Chargers.
Yeah, he went to the Chargers.
So, and
they got a really good starting guard, Graham Glasgow from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
They got, you know, their biggest free agent signing from the Chargers, Melvin Gordon. And they still got Phillip Lindsay back there.
Yeah. That's a pretty piece, too. So and then really Courtland Sutton out there on the outside, and then
they
Jerry
got
Judy.
They got the big body receiver.
Hey, Drew Locke did with no those none of those free agents that they picked up. Or
and actually won some games. Actually gave confidence to the Denver Broncos.
And yeah. The organization showing that, give me some help and I can get this job done. Mm-hmm. Give me a team around me and I can get this job.
I'm a late playoff contender.
I wouldn't say this year.
Not this year.
Not because he has to learn to, you know, work with all his new pieces. You
true,
know,
giving yeah.
Everything down. But
adapt.
Eventually, for sure. I mean, next year or even the year after, I may have them making a strong run in the playoffs next year. Especially if they keep going after defense. You know, Von Miller is always going to be reliable there.
Mm-hmm. So, we're a little bit in too much into the NFL news. Let's go to their next segment. And this is it's our first time doing this. Is the rap segment. And so there's a lot of rappers, especially some underrated rappers, and some rappers that actually released some albums this whole week. Was it DaBaby, NBA YoungBoy, who else released an album this week? I know my personally favorite underrated rapper Isaiah Rashad just released music. Why Worry? So what do y'all think about the DaBaby and and NBA YoungBoy's new album?
I think the DaBaby album is...
It's okay.
I mean, it's okay. It's not... I don't think it's his best work, but, you know, he's just trying to be different. He's trying to show that he can be versatile and not just with the same flow.
You can't bash on the dude when everybody told him, oh, you're too monotone.
You gotta switch your flow.
If
you
know, he switches like flow, let the man experiment, and then, alright, it didn't work. Let's go back to what we're doing. We'll figure it out later if we can try to... I'll try to find my flow later.
Alright, what was the best song off that album, in your opinion?
It has to be Jump With Me, YoungBoy. I mean, yeah. Personally, NBA YoungBoy saved that song.
Yeah, I haven't listened to really the album at all, but I've listened to the single.
And I haven't heard the NBA YoungBoy album yet, but I've heard it, seen a lot of posts on social media saying that it doesn't have nothing on the Rod Wave album.
I saw a Twitter post saying, well, back when NBA YoungBoy went in his prime, and it was like all of his old albums and stuff like that, like I think the one with the jersey one, like he was holding up a jersey. I don't know any of the albums. I really don't listen to the NBA YoungBoy that much, but yeah, there was that, and then they said the album
38 Baby 2 dropped today.
Yeah. So that's what I was hearing from the Twitter world and everything like that.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, 38 Baby was the album he blew up off of. He was grimy. He came on there talking that gang shit, and then he brought it back in 38 Baby 2.
I think the problem, and I don't know if this is the problem for NBA YoungBoy, and has he been, I guess, posting too much songs or trying to, I guess, pay attention to the crowd too much and then just keep posting too many songs.
I feel
songs.
Like it would be better for him if he sits back every now and then, you know, drops a song, you know, maybe once every...
Because he can become Logic. He can become Logic. Just posting too many songs, just trying to push albums out as quickly as possible.
I mean, I really think he's focusing on quantity and not quality. I mean, don't get me wrong, his songs with features, with, like, DaBaby and other people... They're good, but his albums needed like...
I just, he could become Logic really quickly. posting too many songs, posting just to post it. I mean, it's there's nothing. I mean,
yeah, just have something out there people can listen to. But I feel like he got to sit back for a little bit, you know, really find his head and put out some quality music and not just what the people want. Put out some music that, you know, that can kind of like speak to somebody. I know his gangster rap, you know, speaks to some people from the hood, but not everybody's from the hood. Not everybody can relate to what he's talking about.
So, I know y'all have underrated rappers somewhere. I know it because I know First Thing is NF, most underrated rapper right there. He's a really good rapper, I really believe so. And he doesn't keep pushing his albums out. He's just, you know, he makes it when he needs to make it.
And he says he's gonna drop an album on the day he drops an album. He always delivers.
Yeah, and the whole album is pretty good. I don't skip anything through the albums and everything like that when he posts
everything behind. And what NF does has a message.
It does. Yeah. Really does. And it's relatable to everybody.
He's never putting out garbage music. It's always for somebody.
I mean, everybody is always talking about saying, oh, he's too, I guess, emo. And they're like, this is not enough. Like, it's not enough gangster stuff or anything like that.
Eminem. NF's never going to be mainstream, but it's because
he went mainstream on this last album, The Search. He went number 2 in his album.
Come on, mainstream, like all.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
Talking about like being on TV, getting like radio plays, shit like that.
I think that's the most underrated rapper to mine, in his opinion. I mean, biggest one. That is the biggest one.
He put out a lot of great music, but it's just not getting out there to a lot of people.
It's getting out there. The music industry is just shadowing him because it's not the type of rappers that they want to be popping. They want the guys that talk about money, bitches, and hoes.
Because he has that image that he's a Christian rapper, even though he said it himself that he is not a Christian rapper. He just doesn't curse. I mean, what's wrong with cursing? I mean, NF doesn't curse at all. I mean, what,
I think
who
it
else?
Just shows the more talent you have. I mean, a lot of people, you know, rhyme their raps with just a bunch of curse words when you can actually put real words in there that make sense and not just, you know, the same thing rhyming with curse words in every song. Because, I mean, anybody can make a song with curse words in it.
Now,
you gotta expand your vocabulary and see, you know, how really good you are and how you can really rap.
That's the reason why I think that, you know, he's one of the most underrated and he's the most talented rapper. I mean, he posts up really good songs and he does and delivers every time, and you know, he doesn't slack. He has that quality for his
like if you get called out by a person that's actually good and he doesn't use any curse words, he just goes through the song and, you know, getting you and not really.
Yeah, I mean, was it that there was this rumor that Eminem was dissing NF, saying that NF was copying off an Eminem style, which I don't think so, because Eminem curses all the time and
it's NF, not just about that.
Yeah, just, and just different flow, like, to be honest.
It's like what he speaks about too.
Compared
to just because Eminem is just, you know, wants to always be on top, wants to always have his name in some type of
which
mix.
I think Eminem has fallen off.
I mean, I kind of liked his album "Music to Be Murdered By."
It was pretty.
He has a couple good songs on there.
It's pretty good, but it's not like the Recovery or what is the Curtain one? I'm trying to remember when that album, the Real Slim Shady, everything like that.
Or like
it's not as legendary as that. Yeah, and it's not as legendary as that. I mean, he's. I guess try to roast everybody too much.
He's trying to keep his image. Really.
Try to keep an image that he's hard and, you know.
I mean,
what happened.
He's still the top white rapper, and every white rapper is going to be under him type stuff. It's like, bro, get out. You had your glory. Let the next white man shine.
Yeah. And I really believe that Eminem fallen off. I mean, but still, a lot of people wants to hold on to the glory days of Eminem, say, well, Eminem is better than J. Cole, or Eminem is better than Kendrick Lamar, and I'm just sitting there just laughing because it's like, what? How? Like, there's a lot of those people that said that as old heads, to be honest, and I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but, I mean, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's old heads trying to say, Eminem is still the greatest of all time. They'll still beat J. Cole and Kendrick right now. I'm like,
nah. I mean, there's always going to be a generational gap in rap. That's just the way it is. You know, even when we get older, we're going to say the new age of rap is trash. It ain't going to be better than the rap we have now. But
yeah,
it's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. And so I know there's some underrated rappers. Especially I like this new rapper that I discovered, Mouths Monday. He's pretty good. Aaron May is really good. I really like Aaron May.
YBN Cordae.
YBN Cordae is really good. He just...
I personally thought 2020 was going to be his year, but my man has to make a comeback.
He's going to make a... comeback. I know. He's going to make an album. I know he's going to make an album.
Now, the Lost Boy album, Eminem's all right. I think it's more of like... it's like a soul. It's like kind of like... has like
telling
a,
his story.
It's like
much.
A soul, jazz, rap, R&B kind of weird mix to it, but...
He had other singles like Kung Fu. Kung Fu was a pretty good one too. That kind of showed him the him
more
being
of a yeah. And, My Name Is remix. I personally like it better than the original.
Yeah. And then you also have Isaiah Rashad. I really like Isaiah Rashad. He's been
the rapper for a long time.
He only has two albums and he's been out. He's been rapping since 2014. Or no longer than that, I think. No, yeah, 2014.
Even before. I think he was signed with Top Dog. He's been signed with Top Dog
for a long time.
For a minute.
Yeah.
He just hasn't made a hit yet.
He has made an album that went top 10. I think that was... It was Sylvia Demo, I believe. Or no... I think it was Sun's Tirade that when it went top 10. Sylvia Demo went like number 64 or something like that in the billboards and stuff like that. I really think this next song he just posted out that pretty much sends a message saying, here's my song. Y'all been asking for too long and it's been 4 years now since the last time he posted
this song. So far, album of the year 2020 is Lil Baby, My Turn.
Yeah, for sure.
That shit's hard. He has hella songs on there that everybody rocks with. And yeah, he's just the hottest artist right now, in my personal opinion. I mean, I know a lot of people say he's kind of mumbles a little bit, but if you actually listen to what that man is saying, he spits a lot of hard.
I mean, Guthrie followed the trap a lot, the trap artists and albums, and I really don't know nothing about trap, and I want to hear more about the trap. Sounded like an old dude saying that, huh? The trap. But yeah, no, I want to get in more into the to trap, and I mean, y'all have more insights than I do. I mean, only listen to a few trap artists. Not even, I only listen to one song to Polo G. That's about it.
Polo G, I wouldn't necessarily say Polo G is a trap artist. Polo G has a lot of songs that are like really emotional. That Polo G is really family first kind of guy, and he has his head on his shoulders. I feel like he knows what he's doing. He feels like his higher purpose is not just rap. He knows he's meant for something more, and I feel like he tries to express that in his rap lyrics.
So there's also rumors that saying Kendrick Lamar is going to release an album. There's a lot of rumors on that. And
I wonder with who's going to be his features. You know, anybody that gets a feature on Kendrick Lamar tracks.
I'm waiting for the J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar collaborative album.
Man, next album by J. Cole better be no features. It better just him straight raw dogging every song.
Yeah.
He better just go hard on every song. It's been too long. I wasn't a big fan of KOD. I thought the album was whack.
I like KOD. It was my favorite one. I like KOD. It was my favorite.
Only song I like is KOD.
I like KOD, but it wasn't my favorite album.
Don't
I think.
Photograph. I don't like Kevin's Heart.
I liked 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
I mean, Forest Hill Drive is fucking bangers. That's like one of the top albums ever.
Yeah.
In rap.
And there was a lot of discussion saying that. Who has the better bars, and that's Lil Wayne or J. Cole?
I've never been a fan of Lil Wayne, so no. To me, Lil Wayne is trash.
I think J. Cole.
But that's just my biased opinion. Lil Wayne to me sucks. He terrible.
My unbiased opinion, I like J. Cole a lot, but Lil Wayne, I mean, I was
raised. I don't like his voice, I don't like his style, I don't like his, you know,
but who's got more
what
he albums?
Speaks about.
I don't have the statistics right now, but I believe Lil Wayne does. I think he has like 4, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, J. Cole did, what, 3 platinum albums without no features and stuff like that. So, but for bars, I think Lil Wayne wins that one, because I mean, you think about it, Lil Wayne is more of a, I guess, freestyle type of rapper. More of a, that he can just make it up out of his head and then he'll freestyle or rap battle you and everything like that.
I think every rapper should be able to do that.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can tell the difference between those, the rap battle and everything like that. I mean, Lil Wayne is just natural with it. But J. Cole's storytelling in general, J. Cole takes the cake. Lyricism, that's him. That's all him. I mean, you can't...
He's just a better songwriter.
Yeah.
In general, I mean, Lil Wayne, yeah, he can make a good song, but, like, if you put them, like, if you go toe-to-toe album together, I feel like it's not even close. J. Cole's just way better artist all the way around. You know, he can't, I mean, Lil Wayne can't even sing. He can't even rap without autotune.
Yeah.
It's true.
And then there was... there was also...
Standing next to 6'4 rappers.
He just did a J. Cole quote right there. There was also an argument saying that rank your top 3: Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, or Drake.
Ooh.
Who's your top 3?
Top 3?
Yeah.
Out of those 3, like,
out
how
of
would
those
I rank
3.
Them?
Yeah.
J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake.
Ooh,
I'd say Drake second. So it would go J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick Lamar.
I would say Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
He sold out a lot of his albums compared to J. Cole, but I mean, J. Cole did the same thing, but I think better rapping and better, I guess, influence, or like big, I guess, I don't know how to explain it. Like, J. Cole is for storytelling, is for people that just, you know, that appreciates music.
J. Cole is a genius when it comes to...
relatable content.
Lyrical talent, and he can relate to anybody. He can write a song that's for anybody, you know. NBA Youngboy and them other artists, they make songs for people that went through that struggle and lived that lifestyle that not many people have to go through.
Yeah. I would say Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. Here's my reason. I mean, Drake is more of a hip hop type of artist. You have hip hop, you have hip hop.
Really, I think Drake
you
can
have
do
rap.
Any kind. He can do anything.
Drake is so versatile with his music, man.
Yeah, Drake is truly a legend in our generation, I think.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, of course,
he's
but
got so many records he's hit.
For me, it goes Jermaine, Drake, Kendrick.
And I think this is everybody. This is the top 3 are very versatile. They can go anywhere. I mean, you can look at J. Cole with Middle Child. He's more hip hop on that one, but he's rap. He's more mainly rap. That's his road. Is rap. And you have hip hop, which is Kendrick Lamar's, and then you have hip-hop. I mean, they're various, like, rap is more of a lyricism, more of a storytelling type of thing. Hip-hop is like Biggie Smalls. It's like Biggie Smalls type of lane. And then you got Drake, which is more of a R&B, and he can do hip-hop at the same time. That's the lane that I see it as. I mean, I don't think you could never rank J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar.
Those are just the two real ghosts of our generation. To me, I think it's like rap-wise, and guys are like, yeah, Drake is good. He can make a good song, but like lyrical talent, I mean, of our generation is J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. It's not close.
Yeah, it's not even close. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd go a little bit above that. I think Kendrick Lamar was a little bit better at not lyricism, but just bars in general. I mean,
yeah, going like bar for bar, like even if you listen to like Grapes on Comparison to One is the Black Friday remix. I mean, they went bar for bar on that song, and I think that Kendrick Lamar, you know.
Okay, so lyrically, I think it's gonna be J. Cole. Yeah, obviously.
Bar for bar, yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
Bar for bar.
Bar for bar. But if we're talking records, obviously it's gonna be Drake.
Yes, Drake is. He's more. He sells more. He's more for the, I guess.
For the people, for sure.
For the people as well. And records in general, that Drake is more mainstream than J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. But, I mean, still, triple platinum with no features. Still, that's still impressive. I mean, yeah. You think about all the artists that have, you know, made albums: Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Wu-Tang Clan, Nas. All the big rappers, all the big old, you know, the old 90 rappers, and you have now the rappers now, no one could do that. No one could do that. I mean, For Your Eyes only went platinum with no features, even though there was a feature with Ari Lennox and Change, but he never named him right there. But, and then you also have, you know, 2014 Forest Hills Drive, platinum with no features. I think they didn't count KOD as platinum with no features because he had his own persona as a feature, Kill Edward. But that's the reason why they say they're not counting that one as a platinum with no features. But really, to be honest, I really think that should be counted as platinum with no features. And I think he made three with no platinum with no features.
I mean, who else is going to do that? When we get like better albums out throughout this year, who do you think is going to do that?
Who I think is going to do that?
Who do you think is going to go have a platinum album or album of the year this year? It's early in this year, so what do you think?
Just as a safe bet, Drake.
Drake? You just going to say bet. Safe?
Safe, yeah.
I must say, most likely, J. Cole Fall Out. I think this is going to be the biggest one, especially with the biggest hype about the Fallout. The Fallout was the number one trending news in 2019. As soon as he released the campaign thing, that everybody just like, oh man, J. Cole is going to release an album in 2020.
Okay, so right now, I would take like Drake because, you know, he's going to release an album that's going to be, I guess everybody's going to like really like it and go with it. But as of right now, existing albums, it's for sure Lil Baby.
Existing right now, yeah, most likely. Most likely. I haven't listened to it. I mean, especially it's not going to be DaBaby. Especially it's not going to be NBA YoungBoy. I heard they were terrible. So, and from what I'm hearing from y'all, most likely it right now, yes. But there's other questions saying that who's going to take the spot of J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick? That is the biggest question. I mean, J. Cole and Drake and Kendrick is going to be here for a long time. And I'm sure that they're not going to look like Eminem when they get older. But who do you think is going to take the spot? Who do you think is going to be the top?
I mean, they're not going to be the same, like, person. Like, they're not going to have the same word, for, like, bar for bar or lyrically or just, you know, in general, just for the people.
I really believe it's going to be from their respective record label, like what J. Cole and Kendrick has made. I think it's going to take one of them is going to take their spot, or it's going to be someone else. Like, I really believe Joey Badass could be up there. I mean, he has the chance. I think he's going to be one of the best rappers out there too. I mean, especially bringing back boom bap rap. I mean, he's not really bringing back boom bap rap, but I think Joey Badass could be one of the top ones. Maybe JID. Maybe JID.
I think it's gonna be someone that is probably a kid right now. He probably doesn't even do music right now. Probably not even thought of right now. I think because like if we're talking,
I really all right, think
who would you say Tupac? Would you say J. Cole is our Tupac? Modern day Tupac?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so that took years. I think it's going to take years for anybody to step up into those shoes.
I really think NLE could do that.
No.
Really?
No.
Not lyrically, but like,
no, he needs to stay in his lane.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
In his lane. Not, you know, don't try to bump him into rap.
Don't cross over to lyrical genius.
No, you can't do that. Not lyrical, you cannot do that.
No.
We already been through this discussion before with NBA YoungBoy saying that NBA YoungBoy is the best, better rapper than J. Cole. I'm not trying to get back at that again. That was the biggest discussion.
I would say he's up and coming. Like, say...
Up and coming trap artist. Not lyrical genius.
No. Not lyrical genius.
Either. I think it's going to be some kid that we don't even know is breathing right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to take years.
It's true.
I mean, I think the rapper that's going to come up, not going to take their spots, not going to take Drake and J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, which I think that's going to take a long time until their spots are going to be, you know, they're going to pass down the torch. But underrated rappers like Aaron May, I really think that he could be up there. I mean, that man's representing Houston and everything like that. But he has put out some good songs, especially the Chase album that he released a long time ago, I think like 2018, 2019. And also the single, the summer of 2019. I think he could be up there. I mean, he just needs to do what he needs to do. Calm down. Don't try to, you know, try to make quality instead of quantity, and, you know, do what he has to do.
If anybody does that, they're bound to have
to go to downfall like Logic. Which Logic had a great first two albums. I mean,
that's not necessarily true.
I mean,
look at Drake. He drops songs.
Yeah, like, but he drops it when he wants to drop it. You know what I'm saying? He wants to drop it.
Great, like the amount of music that man is producing, and he's still on top.
Yeah,
I'm saying
quantity and quality.
There's
levels to it.
This is the thing. That's rare. That's the reason why he's the top. You think about it. If he does quality and quantity, that's rare. That's a rare artist right there. But not a lot of artists can do that. I don't think so. I mean, you look at DaBaby, he released an album last year, right?
Yeah.
And then now he's releasing an album this year.
Right, yeah.
Is he going to keep doing that same thing? That he's going to release an album next year? And then after that, the next year? I think it just takes a toll on a lot of the rappers. I mean, especially with Logic, he was just releasing albums every single year. The only albums that I thought that was pretty good was Under Pressure and Incredible True Story. I really thought that was his best albums. After that, it just kind of was watered down.
Okay.
I think.
So right now.
I think it was watered down too much. Especially with, what's that album that, with that Suicide song? Everybody? Is it called the album Everybody?
Yeah.
That's when we're all like, well, let's hope he doesn't release a new album next year. He needs to do it at his own pace.
All right, so, question. What is the best song, but with a feature? You have to have a feature. Right now, best song.
Best song. This year, or?
This year.
I don't know any of my favorite rappers.
With a feature.
With a feature this year already. I know y'all probably know some because of the trap, but I don't know anything about. I'm sounding like I'm old, all right? Chill out, all right?
Yeah.
Damn. God. But I don't know any features for me. I don't know anything right now.
What features?
Best featured album. Well, not featured album, featured song. I'd say. Dang, actually, hold on.
I can't think of anything. I mean,
I would say "Heating Up" by Gunna and Lil Baby.
That's a good song.
That's a really good song.
What's yours, Lorenzo?
I got one.
Huh? Ooh, I got one. I'd say "Go Stupid."
Oh, Polo G.
Polo G. Stunner.
Go Stupid. That's a really good song.
Go crazy.
That's a good song, I'd say.
All right, we gotta go to the next segment. We've been taking a little too long on the rap. Y'all saw the TikTok video?
No.
That racist TikTok video?
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
I can't explain it. I don't want to explain it. Why you got me on the spotlight now, Lorenzo? You already saw it. Y'all heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What was your first reaction on it?
Don't pay no attention, so they don't get
what I mean. They already deleted the video, but the news outlet already had the video and just sent it off from that. So the news got the view, but not the people that made it. I mean, especially while I was hearing, or not hearing, but this is confirmed, but the girl doesn't have a scholarship anymore because of what she made, and which it was stupid. It was stupid.
Well, that's good. They're just trying to do it for, you know, fun, but some people don't take that as a joke.
Yeah. I don't think it was a joke because, I mean, you look at it, she was saying at the end, they're like, well, African Americans always ruin our lives or something like that. Or steal, yeah, like take away from everything from us and stuff like that. And I'm just sitting there laughing. I'm like, bro, you're the one that made that video. You looked at it. You're like, you edited it, you chopped it, and did everything. And you looked at it and you said, that's content. Let's go ahead and send that out. Like, no, like, and especially she said, oh, my boyfriend is the reason why that I'm, that this is racist comments. I'm like, well, you're the one that went out. I mean, there has to be a red light when you had racist tendencies coming up. And that's not normal. That's your decision that you decided to go date a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really mad about it. I was really, to be honest, because they don't. Man,
I thought it was really stupid. Like, why even do it? It's because you know how society would react to it. Even if it didn't happen, like, years ago.
You're going to have social media pages. You're going to have social media talk about this all the time. This is your image now. No jobs can hire you. No college will accept you. Nothing. You pretty much have a bad future from this point because you're known to be a racist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's their fault.
In this society, in any society, you have to learn how to accept everybody, no matter who they are.
And there's some people that are very ignorant, very arrogant. And it's to me, it's like, how could you be that ignorant to a race? Like, you hate that race so much for what reason? What did they do to you? What did they do to you? That's so ignorant. That's so arrogant to me. I mean, that's the old way. That's back in the 60s where everybody was racist. I mean, you have, you know, grandma, grandpas, or, you know, old relatives still being racist because that's what they were raised around. But now it's, no.
It's being taught.
It's not acceptable anymore in this society. I don't think it will ever be.
It shouldn't have been acceptable.
They deserve what they...
Like, in the history, it should have been acceptable. It should not have been.
Oh, it should have definitely never been acceptable in the first place. I mean, it's a bad history. It's the deepest, darkest history in America history. You know, like how I say America? I said America. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, no, it's... completely stupid. It's no. I was about to say, like, I would punch him if I would see them ever, like, if I ever saw them, but at the same time, what's the point of trying to punch him where they're just gonna keep being ignorant? You can't punch them out of
random people, though. That's the thing. You just have to tune that out.
Yeah, of course. I mean a lot of us gonna have to tune that out. I mean, our first reaction, we were mad, but at the same time, we're all like, they're just being ignorant. Let's just move on with our day. This has been Loud House Podcast. Until next time, Dom signing off.
Xander signing off.
Chris signing off.
All right. See y'all later.